Tell me a little bit about your backstory and you receiving this shoebox and the impact it had on your life.
Yes, yeah, so I'm actually one out of 220 million children that received the shoebox gift. And I received my shoebox when I was living in the Middle East. My family were affected by severe poverty and war to the point that we couldn't afford our daily needs, such as school supplies, hygiene items, and even our daily food. And because of this poverty, you know, I never received a gift on Christmas or even in my own birthday. But through the Ministry of Operation Christmas Child, I received my very first ever gift through them. And I was so excited to find inside school supplies, hygiene items, and so many beautiful toys that my family could not afford. But I think the biggest shock for me that I found inside the shoebox gift was a mini radio that my family had needed for a long time, but we could not afford it. And then to my surprise was we found a radio inside that my family needed to listen to the news and know what's going on around us. So it really did impact my life, knowing that someone I didn't know cared for me.
It's amazing stuff. Hey, how old were you, Daniel, when you got this shoebox?
I was around 5 years old.
Which is fascinating to me because we think about, you know, here in America and having the benefit of being able to have these toys, right? And just give your kid the toy. But the impact that these hygiene items had on you and just the school supplies for a five-year-old and just the excitement. Can you just speak to how much Operation Christmas Child as a five-year-old really impacted your life?
Absolutely. Because of the poverty we lived in, I remember even having to share a toothbrush sometimes. Mm. And those hygiene items allow me to have my very own toothbrush. Even the ability to have school supplies. I remember the pencils, the erasers and rulers, those things we needed to go to school that my family could not afford. But I think I would say the most impactful thing for me personally was, you know, living in a country where I was the minority. I mean, I was persecuted for my faith, and seeing that shoebox come to me, I felt more affirmed that, you know what, I need to keep on the faith and I need to just keep hopes up and trust in the Lord, trust in God. And He provided our needs to that shoebox gift. So there were a lot, it means a lot for a child who had nothing to get a box filled with stuff, especially things that even their parents cannot afford for them. And so it was the highlight of my childhood.
Did you know anything about Operation Christmas Child or Samaritan's Purse before getting that shoebox?
I did not know. I actually was surprised because I didn't know who would send me a gift filled with those precious items when I didn't have any connections. Like, I didn't even know anybody, and yet I received a shoebox gift from someone I didn't know. I think that was the most impactful thing for me.
Daniel, what do you want people to know about this program and Samaritan's Purse as a whole?
No, we are in the season of holidays right now, and you know, thinking back when I was in the Middle East, this wasn't the way I remember Christmas because I never received gifts. It was very difficult to even have our daily food, and yet now is the season of giving and learning how to impact other people's lives through giving. And so, if you get a chance to impact children just like myself and you know, now the collection season is over with Operation Christmas Child, but people can still pack a shoebox online by going to our website, SamaritansPurse.org/buildonline. And these shoeboxes go to countries just like mine, those countries that are affected by, you know, war and poverty, and even people like myself who were rejected for their beliefs. And so It's a chance for you to share God's love with them in a tangible way.
Outstanding stuff. Dania Andreas with Operation Christmas Child and Samaritan's Purse. Dania, thanks so much for sharing your story. Merry Christmas to you, and thanks so much for your time today.
Merry Christmas, Chris. Thank you.